DJ Durkin is here to stay.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Tuesday. Big news yesterday. Our boy DJ Durkin gets locked in with an extension through 2027 and gets a massive, massive raise. This is big on so many different levels that we're going to discuss, from just the impact on the defense, the proof of alignment that I've been talking about, and then obviously the impact on recruiting as well. All of it's really, really big. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Go to UncleKeith'sRedSauce.com. Use coupon code TheBarn25 and take 25% off your order. Look, Auburn family, that's number one. Check. Great product. Check. And then, obviously, you can save big by going online and ordering a little bit more at a time. And then you can obviously take the savings off with the extra savings with the coupon code. All natural product, no preservatives, no additives, just good, good salsa. If you love salsa, you can't beat this stuff. If you're a little bit reticent to go buy a bunch online, you got Publix all across the state of Alabama. If you're in Auburn, it's just about every grocery store in Auburn. You can go try it there, and then boom, hit you a big order online. I prefer the combo pack. Get you three of the traditional and then three of the spicy. You can't beat it. Uncle Keith's Red Sauce, it's good, y'all. All right, let's talk about our boy DJ Durkin getting locked in through 2027. Huge raise. Huge raise. He was going to make 1.4 this year. He's got to raise all the way up to 2.5, which I think it's definitely in like the top five of assistant coaches, maybe the number two highest paid assistant. 2.5 million through the 2027 season. I think he'll get a little bit of a raise in the 2027 season as well. I think only the clear-cut leader from a coordinator perspective standpoint, salary-wise, is the Penn State defensive coordinator who they stole from Ohio State. Well, that left a hole at Ohio State, and Ohio State was coming hard after DJ Durkin, understandably so. He got Auburn to a, 31st in total defense, 27th in scoring defense with not a lot of help. I don't want to say not a lot of help, because Auburn put up some yards, but they always seem to put the defense in poor positions, whether it be turnovers, poor punts, punts not being able to flip the field, bad starting position. How many drives at the beginning of a game or after a kickoff do we start, inside the 20 because of a mistake, a bad mistake on the returner taking it out of the end zone, or a holding penalty, or just silly things like that, and then you're backed up and you got to be conservative because you don't want to give up a turnover and a score, and then you can't punt it out past the 50. I mean, how many times do we see that? And yet he's still a top 30 scoring defense, as well as the 31st in total defense. Defense was the bright spot of the year. Defense was the thing you could point to and say, man, this, when you're talking about proof of concept and things moving in the right direction, defense was it. Defense was what got you hype. Defense was what gave you a little bit of faith that, my gracious, if they can figure out any consistency on offense, this defense is going to get them the ball back. And they continually did that game after game. Sure, they gave up some big plays on third down. And I understand it was frustrating at times, but God, come on, guys. The defense was not 10% of the problems that plagued that team last year. One thing that you could look to and say, I don't have to worry about it, was the defense. They were incredible. He took a lot of young guys and made them and put them on the pathway to superstardom if they weren't already like playing at a superstar level. He made them to put him on a pathway to be, you know, incredible. Think about what he did with DeMarcus Riddick, a guy that was really, really raw. I mean, just not a ton of true football experience, even at, like at the high school level. He was just a freak athlete that played every position, but just true coaching, true like knowledge of the game. He took a kid like that and just with physical tools that he had and found a way to make him effective. He took a guy like Caleb Harris. First of all, found a kid like Caleb Harris and decided late that, hey, we're going to get this kid and bring him in and develop him and get him to the point where he played at an all SEC level at safety as a true freshman. Unbelievable. Take a guy like Jay Crawford. You know, he was a higher rated corner, but not just a ton of fanfare on the recruiting trail. Develop him into I think he's going to be an all SEC level cornerback, you know, just able. Malik Blockton, I can go on and on. All these young guys that he was able to not just say, hey, you're going to go out there and play a ton of snaps and, you know, it is what it is, you know, trial by fire type situation. No, he found ways. He found little niches. He found little roles for these guys to get in there and make plays and develop. And then eventually, you know, these now, like you're talking, these guys could be the guy this year at those positions. Like Malik Blockton, he's not going to be a situational guy. Like he's ready as a sophomore to come step in and take over at some point, some part along that defensive line. I mean, I can go down the line of young guys that he worked in, guys that were, you know, transfers that were coming up a level that he kind of eased in and got to develop to be a really good player. Kieron Crawford, a guy who I think is going to have a breakout year. You just look at he's a head coach. He's a head coach on the defensive side. You can quite literally not even have to go to the defensive side of the ball ever as a head coach. Now you will, because that's what you got to do as a head coach. You got to be involved a little bit, but you can, of all the stresses of there being a head coach in college football, of all the stresses that there are, that's one you can completely eliminate. That's one now that you can, for at least 2 years, you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about really. I mean, you're going to help recruiting. You don't necessarily have to worry about recruiting. You don't have to worry about developing roster management. Like, it seems like those dudes love to play for DJ. So you don't have a ton of worry about those guys just bolting. People coming and poaching your players because they love DJ Durkin. It is an incredible. It's incredibly. I guess I'm trying to think of the word, unfortunate. It's incredibly unfortunate for DJ at 47 when he is the star that he is, in my opinion, to be in the situation to where he's probably not going to be like super sought after as a head coach just because of everything that's happened. And like, I know all of the, you know, we're still a little bit gun shy about having negative press and things like that. It's just going to be a while before he can shake all that off. But it's become a really huge blessing for Auburn. And it's just kind of cool. Like, how does he not go to Ohio State? How do you not go? Can you imagine the talent that you have to work with a defense that's already really good? You get to step in and just continue to kind of build your resume and maybe even kind of fast track yourself back to being a head coach. I don't know how he decided. I don't know how that did, how he didn't go. I mean, it would have been hard for me not to go, but he stayed. You got to imagine the money was probably the same or similar at Ohio State that would have been here. But he decided to stay. And I think that is something that is that speaks volumes towards a couple of different things. Number one, to me, it speaks volumes to the alignment that I've been preaching for a very, very long time. I can't explain why. I know there's not a lot of results to point to, but for whatever reason, everyone seems to be behind Hugh Freeze from top to bottom. Now, a lot of people listening to this might not be, but quite frankly, y'all don't matter. I'm just kidding. We all matter, but when it comes to the checkbook, typically we don't matter that much. But the people that matter, the people that are writing the checks, the people that are footing the bill, all of them seem to be behind Hugh Freeze. I mean, just think about what you just did. It's not a 10% raise, 20% raise to keep somebody. You gave somebody nearly a 100% raise to stay. And it seemed like they did it without, there was no even buildup. Typically, when you hear about a coach possibly going elsewhere, you catch wind of it. They go interview and there's some back and forth and there's some negotiation. It was like, you're thinking about going to Ohio State? Okay, boom, double your salary. Please don't go. We want you to stay here as long as you'll stay here. We'll pay you whatever you got to be paid. It was like that. I mean, we didn't even hear any back and forth. I think that's just Hugh Freeze saying, guys, we can't lose DJ Durkin. I got to keep him. We got to do whatever it is we got to do to keep him. And then they did it. The alignment behind Freeze, and this is just another example of, you know, a big coach not leaving, players that matter, players that are, you know, your difference makers not leaving, all staying to kind of be a part of this building process and see where this thing goes. I think players like DJ Durkin as well. I think it shows that you know, when you see guys that could go elsewhere, it showed the importance of keeping him. It was for that particular reason. Another particular reason to keep players. You keep DJ Durkin, you keep players. It's just there is something special. There's something that you may not can point to yet, but there's something there that people are buying into. And DJ seems to be bought in. And that has to give you a little bit of faith, that, you know, maybe they're going to get this ship righted. I know they don't have a lot of time. I know that there's a lot of pressure on this year. Hey, if you feel like this thing could sink this year, you got to get the heck out. And what safer safety net to go to than Ohio State? It just shows me that they feel like there's something brewing here and DJ wants to be a part of it. And I know 2.5 doesn't hurt. If you throw 2.5 mil out there, making you one of the highest paid assistants in college football, that doesn't hurt. But again, you could have got that at Ohio State probably. You could have got closer to, you know, $2 million, probably $2 million to go to Ohio State. I mean, even if you took a little bit of a pay cut to go to Ohio State, I mean, you're going there and you're probably going to win a national championship. You're going to coach multiple five-stars. But he didn't. I think that's big. I think that speaks volumes. This is going to help. Extensions always help recruiting. Okay, but DJ Durkin, I feel like this is going to help recruiting even more. You just signed a awesome, awesome defensive class this past year based off of the product that you showed on the field. And you're already starting to build an awesome 2026 class. You have three commits already in the top 150 on the defensive side of the ball, two inside the top 100. You got a ton of defensive targets at your huge junior day. I mean, DJ Durkin is just a monster on the recruiting trail. Recruits love this guy. They love him. Every one of them talk about him. And he's got a motor to him, man. He just keeps going. Like, he keeps visiting. He keeps doing. He keeps popping up at high schools all across, you know, the Southeast. Everywhere you look, DJ's popping up. He's always been a really good recruiter. It's one of the things that I said about him whenever he was hired that I was excited about. He was a killer at Florida. No pun intended. He was a killer on the trail. He was just a really good, really good recruiter. He's always been a really good recruiter. And now that's just sort of paying off dividends for Auburn. Paying off huge dividends for Auburn. So I'm excited to see what happens over the next couple of years. I mean, you got, again, you've totally erased any worry that you could have on that defensive side. He is it's big for Auburn, huge for Auburn. So let's see what happens. I'm wondering if maybe you get a little quick recruiting return based off of, you know, him being locked in like that. Big announcement with a defensive coordinator extension. Maybe you get a big announcement out of a defensive line. I mean, out of a defensive recruit commitment. We'll see what happens. But big news for Auburn, big news for the football team, especially on February 11th when there's not a lot going on. It's huge, huge news. So very, very excited. Very, very excited about DJ Durkin. Guys, I really appreciate you listening. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. You need to go to thebarnauburn.com, get $25 off your annual membership for 2025. Jump in the fun, jump in the conversation. A lot of good information as well. Had a couple of player updates that we posted last night. And then obviously you got all your recruiting information and then just the conversation. Overall. And then for sure, be sure to check out Uncle Keith's Red Sauce at UncleKeith'sRedSauce.com. Take that 25% off the barn 25 and save big. And then guys, you know, we'll be back every single day this week. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.